relieved?
We knew that, this could be an option. Well, obviously when the trade happened for them, but there was a, it was tough for me just leaving somewhere that I was at for so long. But man, it's been a warm welcome. It helps that it's warm. That's nice, you know. beautiful here so far, and you know, with Mr. Haslam being the owner, there's kind of like the Tennessee connection there. So I'd met him a couple times before, but great organization. I mean, the players have been awesome. The upstairs, and then all the coaches are super welcoming, and they really take care of their own here. So and obviously the fan base is second to none, you know, from everything I've heard, and just loyalty and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to being part of such a historic organization. And so it made the move easy. You know, it's haven't got the family here yet, but they're looking forward to coming up.
Is it difficult going from a Super Bowl champ, though, to a team that's rebuilding?
I mean, I guess maybe you could say that, but I don't feel like that right now. I mean, the mentality on this team right now is about winning. You know, Coach Jackson, that's all he's talking about is winning, and it's very positive, and it's not, you know, this negative anything, and it's really been great. I mean, it feels like you're part of a winning team already, and you know, we haven't got to the season yet, but it feels good, you know. So it doesn't you know, it was obviously great to have those seasons. But when I started in Denver, you know, it was, you know, kind of in the Tebow era, you know. So I was it wasn't exactly the Peyton era, you know. So nothing against Tim, you know. I love Tim, good guy and everything, and we won some games, but you know, so it's not all about that. And it, like I said, it feels really good, you know. It's a great organizational feel right now.
What happened in Denver? Did they go with a younger guy or?
Yeah, so they went with the younger guy, and we had some, it was, you know, some contract issues with wanting to do an extension that was, you know, reduced and things like that, and it just didn't work out to, you know, they felt like he's got a big leg, you know, and he's got a great potential. I think he has a really good future, you know.
Do you hold on place kicks?
I do hold, yes, sir. So we were doing that today, and we're already kind of grooving, you know, us three. So Patrick and Charlie and me and I think it's going to be good. It's not going to take long for us to get going.
What is it like kicking in the thin air? That's got to be a paradise for a punter. Huh?
Yeah, so it's nice. You get a little spoiled. You kind of see it jump off your foot a little different. But I hit some balls today, and I wasn't extremely disappointed or anything. So I think if you hit the ball clean, you know, wherever you're at, it can be good. You can also get to where you can outkick your coverage a little bit at the altitude and stuff. So. Obviously facing a pretty decent returner this week, so a nice little challenge, first time.
I don't know if it's early, but have you done much research into the conditions you'll be working in
As the year goes on? When we played here last year, I can't remember if it was December or November, but it certainly felt like February. And but the sun came out, you know, and it was nice. It was really good. And it was a little windy, and, you know, it kind of worked out. But I kind of know what's coming. Denver can get very cold, but you also, you know, the dry air and the sunshine kind of doesn't make it too bad. And but you know, I'm looking forward to real football weather. But I'm definitely going to savor this as long as I can. So
it's not just through December, trust us.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Any quick impressions of Cleveland or the organization right off the bat?
I mean, huge. I was saying it. You might not have been over here, but I mean, walking in, it felt like a great organization from the top to the bottom, and everybody's super nice and supportive, and they got all the support to make us successful. I haven't interacted with a lot of fans or anything like that yet. That just goes without saying, you know, the dog pound. I mean, it's a great organization. My dad's thrilled. You know, he played for Pittsburgh, so he's like, man, you're playing for a great organization, you know, and this was his old division.
Where's he at now?
He's in Nashville. So we grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee. But he always wishes he stayed in Pittsburgh, you know, to relive the glory days, I guess. But so he's thrilled. Yeah, he's thrilled that I'm here, and I am too. And it's obviously first impressions are great. I mean, it's been beautiful since I've been here. So
is there anything unusual? Your name is an unusual one. Is there a history behind that?
My first name, yeah. Britton. Reporter Britt Hume. That's
okay.
And I guess my parents, back in the day, I guess he went by Britton. That was his full name,
yeah.
And so my parents just like that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not British or anything. So.
Hey, this is a real young team you're joining. You remember being a rookie. Is there, can there be an advantage to having kind of that naivete that, that rookies have? They don't know any better.
Definitely. I think there's just like there's just an excitement to be here, you know, and sometimes guys can get, when they get older, they can get a little ornery and things like that. These guys are just happy to be making a paycheck, doing something they love, which is how I feel. I mean, it's such a blessing, you know, from God to make money doing playing a game, you know, and of course there's more to it than just a game. I mean, there's a lot of stress and things like that involved, but I think with a younger team, they're just happy to be out here, and they don't know that there's been down years or up years or what. They're just here to do good and help the team, and that's kind of what this feels like, you know. And the older guys are bringing that in, and I feel ancient, you know, compared to some of these guys. And I don't think most people know that I'm that old, but I still feel good. So just my number, you know, makes me feel old, you know.
You talked about, you know, being the holder. Is there a take us through that fine points of what that's like to adjust to a different snapper and a different kicker?
Yeah, you know, it helps. Charlie's really good. He's really accurate. He doesn't, you know, throw a 105-mile-an-hour fastball. That helps, you know. And then, you know, Patrick is smooth and just trust me. So it's just good, you know. It's kind of – holding's become second nature for me. It's got kind of beat into me my rookie year, just hundreds and hundreds of jug snaps a day and things like that. So it's kind of become second nature and something that I really enjoy. So
is it true that – Packers and Bears were really after you too?
Yeah, they were in the hunt. I think the Packers ended up just they were proud of the guy that I think he had a really good fourth preseason game, and they were happy to go with that. And the Bears, it was one of those things that they might have waited till opening day or after opening day, maybe waited till week two, because of the way the guaranteed contracts go. That's sure. That's understandable. So, but I'm thrilled the way it worked out. You know, I couldn't have. It just felt like, you know, God was leading us here, and I'm thankful to be here and happy to – can't wait to be in the orange and brown in the dog pound instead of the whatever we were wearing last year. So –